fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 17th of March. The prepper tip of the day, it's springtime. That means get all those gas-powered implements out, chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawn mowers, and make sure that they're in good working order, that they got the oil that they need, that the chainsaw has nice, sharp chains on it, that the lawnmower has nice, sharp blades, and everything squared away, properly maintained, and ready to go. That would be a really good thing, because when you want these things to operate, they just need to be ready to go. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught mathematics at Cornell University. He taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He's the author of 12, I'm sure soon to be 13, 14 books, and a weekly radio talk show host. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. I wanted to add to your prepper tip of the day is that this is when a lot of people get injured because they've been kind of sitting around. They've been the couch potato all winter. You know, those muscles are not toned up. Bending over is more difficult. They're not, the winter has taken its toll, let's say. So then they go out nice spring day and they're going to do everything they could do when they were 15 and they hurt themselves. So be careful, just keep things, don't become the weekend warrior is what I'm saying.
But most men and women, and I agree with you, that's been a proper tip earlier today, working in physical conditioning. But very few people, men or women, will actually do any stretching exercises like an athlete before they start doing manual labor. Almost nobody does that. And that would be a wise thing to do some stretching, wouldn't it?
Right, exactly. And those golfers, besides working in the yard, people going out and trying to hit that 300-yard drive first time out this spring, don't do that. You'll destroy your entire – I know people that, can't golf all summer because the first weekend out they go all out like they were in all August last year. So just be aware of your limitations is the word.
Well, Jim, we got some breaking news from your former employer, Cornell University. The website's allianceforscience.cornell.edu, which I'm pretty sure is Cornell University, isn't it?
Let's say that again, though.
allianceforscience.cornell.edu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So here's the project. A genetically modified tomato that has the COVID vaccine in it.
Oh, geez.
You can't make this up, Jim. And apparently Mexicans, the group, this Cornell group, Alliance for Science, is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Oh, and these are Mexican,
there you go. And these are Mexican science working to develop and make this a reality. I hope that they fail. how can you put something like that and something meant for human consumption? There's no way to, even if it was safe, which it's not, and effective, which it's not, how could you regulate what people, how much they're getting if it's in a common foodstuff like a tomato?
Are they going to market separately, in the 4-digit international food code that's on fruits and vegetables? Are they going to call it organic?
Well, I don't see how
my goodness.
It's GMO. It's clearly GMO.
Right, but see, that's not organic. That's the trick. That's the ruse that people go, oh, I eat organic. Well, yeah, that's GMO organic. And organic might be human feces in Mexico. You know, it's just all twisted around. But then you get something like that. Who's going to classify? Who's going to control this? And who's going to pay off a congressman to say, oh, yeah, that's okay. We can just put that right on the food shelf with other tomatoes.
Well, I thought you'd find that interesting since your former employer, Cornell University, was involved in it.
I was there, John, the university was already well owned by the Jesuits. And you have to understand, I was an Israelite, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, Midwesterner, honest, hardworking, in the sea of Jewish Jesuits. And you have to understand who these people are, and they've taken over all of the Ivy League schools and all of the big West Coast schools and most of the private schools in the country and turned them into mush, basically. But Cornell, I was up close and personal there. And I told the students, I said, you're paying way too much. You're not getting a good education as undergraduates, because they had graduate students in some of their class sessions and the work sessions who couldn't speak English. And here these kids were at that time, 1979, they were paying $65,000 a year just for tuition. My education was far better, and I got in trouble by telling the staff there that you're not giving quality education. It's mass produced education for the masses, for the undergrads, and then even the graduate students had a piece of that pie, and then you had all these people doing research there, NASA had a repository of data there. That's why it was amazing for me to be there, because they didn't realize that somebody like me would come along, an independent person, and use their data to prove them wrong. So they, after that, they clamped down and only principal investigators could have access to the data. Anyway, Cornell.
Since I know you and your work, this is not news to me, but for most of our listeners, it will be news what you went through there at Cornell University. The powers that be thought that they would, well, we'll show McCanny. We'll just shut him down and take away his 50 or 60 students a semester. But as a consequence of that, you now have thousands and tens of thousands of people who are aware of your work, and as opposed to just a few students per semester, don't you, Jim?
Right, and then blocking my ability to publish, my work is world-renowned, basically. Yeah, so it's very well, otherwise it might have been published in some journals and, 20 people would read it in the astrophysics circles.
Right, right. Well,
That's not what happened.
Well, it exploded. And what they intended to do was to shut down your knowledge and your information. And their goal ended up backfiring on them. And now you have international recognition for your work. And that's the way it should be. You got a question or comment? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Jim, what's on your radar that's really got your attention today, sir?
Well, Trump has crossed the line in the wrong direction. He's now stating for all his supporters to get the vaccine. He's recommending it. And at this point, you know, that's the number one thing you should not do. Get a vaccine that changes your genetics. And for some guy who should be leading the Israelite charge to take back the country, that's not what you should be doing. So anyway, I've said this before. I said with the 2020 election, that was the last nail in the coffin of the Israelite nation, once known as the United States of America, Israelite Christian nation. And now it's up to people to form their small groups and just batten down the hatches. And I know a lot of people that are doing that.
Well, there is another take on President Trump's interview with the Fox News female. Was it yesterday or the day before? During that interview, he did reiterate that it was a personal choice to take or not take the vaccine, knowing full well that the majority of his supporters aren't going to take the vaccine no matter what President Trump says or doesn't say. I think that President Trump, my belief, Jim, is that he did that to maintain political viability, knowing full well that his words are not going to get the people who know him and support him to take the vaccine, because he did during that interview say it's a personal choice to accept or not, or reject the vaccine. So I thought about that long and hard, Jim, because when I first heard it, this isn't good. But the details show otherwise, that he still respects people choice to not get the vaccine if they choose not to. Something I read a full page article in the Epoch Times yesterday about H.R. 1 in the 40 United States House of Representatives. They mentioned 30 points in there. It has to do with the elections, that if H.R. 1 passed, the Democrats will never lose another election, Jim. They won't. It's disastrous, H.R. 1. You'll be automatically registered to vote when you engage in any activity with the government. They'll have 16-year-olds registered to vote, illegal aliens voting, convicted felons voting, and that's just a few of the 30 points that were in there. Unlimited mail-in ballots with no verification. You don't need identification to vote. They're guaranteeing themselves winning every election if this thing passes, Jim.
Well, it's already been fixed. I mean, if they could pull off this victory against Trump, when it was probably about 90-10%, I mean, Joe Biden couldn't fill up, you know, his basement with elderlies during the campaign. It's absolutely ridiculous. And so it's the voting system is completely shot. There are people going, well, Trump's going to make another run. You know, no, you got to fix. You know, but when all the Democrats got in, they had an agenda. It's being rolled in, and they can vote this through both the House and the Senate. And yeah, there's not going to be a fair election ever again. They're going to have their people in place. They're going to win, and the news media is going to cover it with the United States flag waving back and forth. No, it's the end. It's already over. The fat lady has sung here.
Okay, moving on from there, what's next on your agenda today, sir?
I wanted to speak out to women, because this country is in very bad shape. And historically, a lot of times it's been the women who have stood up and talked to other women. And I think so many people are being fooled by what's going on today that they don't even have a clue that their future, their grandchildren's future, are being basically taken away. and they're just buying it hook, line, and sinker. So I think it's right now up to the women of this country who have their heads screwed on straight to go out and talk to the men, talk to the other women, because in this society, if men talk to women, it's like considered, oh, you're trying to tell us what to do. You know, it's, they've been so programmed, and to, you know, the feminist movement is still alive and well, etc. But if women go out and talk to women, then I think it'll be much more effective. And so you have to realize that, yeah, H.R. 1, you know, stacking the Supreme Court, getting people in office in all of these local offices, and especially the school boards being filled with liberal, you know, just insanity, where the kids are going to school in some places, but they're being taught, you know, what these kids are being forced through today is just is beyond absurd. So the mothers have to get there. And then typically, if you go to a school, if you've ever had experience with schools, whether it's K-12 or university, there's always some parent or parents, plural, I should say, who have big mouths and no brains. And they typically run everything because everybody sits back and doesn't want to deal with them.
Right.
But you have to confront these people and just say, hey, you're a moron, you know, shut up. And you're not going to run my kids' lives with your big mouth. And that's at the school level. So there, right, again, women have to take the charge because it's, you know, at school is where you're losing your kids. People, you know, they wake up when their kids are 18 years old and they go, who is this? I've been living in the same house with this person for 18 years. And this is, you know, who are they? Somebody got a hold of your kids.
Right, right. Well, Jim, I know you're a busy guy. You may or may not have heard of letter published by Dr. Gert Bosch, a high-level scientist who works with, he did at one time work with Bill and Melinda Gates, vaccine people, other high-level vaccine development projects. As a scientist, he's a big vaccine supporter. He's issued a letter, and he says he's putting his professional career and reputation on the line by urging the entire COVID vaccine program to be shut down worldwide because of his concerns over turning people into human incubators that will create inside their bodies new and more dangerous forms of the flu as a consequence of accepting the vaccine. In the alternative media, Dr. Bosch's letter is receiving a lot of attention, as well it should. Have you heard of Dr. Bosch, Jim?
Yes. Yeah, I got that and sent that around, too. You're like me. You probably received that from a number of sources. But, yes, absolutely. And he was very specific that it's the vaccine that should be stopped. Nobody should. And this is something I have talked to other people, too. And they want to stay away from people who got the vaccine. People who right. got the vaccine think, oh, now I'm safe. And I've heard, I was talking to an elderly woman. She used to be a nurse. I was talking to her the other day. And she said she's losing many of her friends because she's refused to get the shot. And she said, these women are just giddy. They're, oh, I got my shot today. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so happy. And she's like, you got the shot? Do you know what's in it? Oh, I don't know. It's just, I'm so happy I got my shot. This is what I'm saying, you know, and but it's genetic. This is a genetic change in your body. And for young people that are going to have kids, you're going to see the birth defects coming out starting in 9 months. You're going to start to see it. And then they're going to go, oh, well, this is due to, you know, I made up a name one time, you know, chronic 2021 syndrome, you know, causing all these babies' birth defects right. from people, right. and there won't be any studies to associate it with the vaccine.
That's right, there won't be. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of March. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I am so glad that I got these for my daughter, my grandchildren, my son-in-law. I know that they can get home. When EMP strikes, they can make it home, that one most important trip. The best discount you can get is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. He is also a weekly radio talk show host. Jim, let people know how they can listen to your show live and to your archives, please.
John, every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs in its 20th year. And all the archives on my webpage, which is linked from your page. The show also airs another 7 times on different venues. So all the different ways to listen, et cetera, are on my webpage.
Outstanding.
And by the way, just I should mention, John, that this week, for people that listen on shortwave, let me quick grab the frequency change. This week, it will start on frequency 6.115 megahertz, and that's because of the change of we're going into summertime hours.
Right.
So 6.115 megahertz starting tomorrow night.
All right. All right. That's good to know, Jim. Okay. We got a 5 minute break coming up in about 4 minutes. What direction you want to go next, sir?
Well, John, I want to talk about this. There's a new law that came in, and it's for small companies to register. And the idea, they always have some angle that they try and sell this, and they're trying to say, well, the small corporations are the ones that do all the money laundering. Well, about 90% of the businesses in the United States are small businesses.
Right.
And a lot of them are sole proprietorships. I think it's something like 80% of the businesses in the U.S. are sole proprietorship.
Right.
And so now they're making new regulations for these companies to be registered, stamped, approved, homogenized, etc., in the name of money laundering. And the real big money laundering does not go through little shell corporations. It
no,
gets done
not.
At the highest right. level of government and through back doors and foreign bank accounts. You know, and so, you know, they're targeting the small businessman. That's what they're doing.
And I'm not familiar with the law. Is there a name for the law or what?
Yeah, let me look at my notes here. This is the Corporate Transparency Act. Corporate Transparency Act is what it's called. And if you own a small business, you're going to be asked to take seminars, et cetera, on how you're supposed to register. And this is simply another way to get into the back pocket of the small businessman. And that's what COVID was all about, destroying the small business.
And they did. Tens of thousands of small businesses have gone out of business the past 12 months. We're calling hold here, Jim. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Morning. Sorry, my phone disconnected right when I was going to. Okay. regarding the vaccine, I have a lot of friends that took it because, you know, I live in the community here. So I'm writing down my own personal things when they say, they're having effects now. I don't.
Oh, and what are some of the effects?
Yeah. One friend, increased joint pain like rheumatoid arthritis, very severe headache, different than her migraine that she typically gets. Her daughter got one and was very, very sick in bed for 2 days. Another friend, very tired all the time, like chronic tired. 3 days of hip pain and right knee hurt so bad she can't go to work. Another person, 4 days in bed with really bad flu symptoms. I said, well, maybe it's the vaccine. And they said, oh, no, I'm going to go to the doctor and see what it is. I said, well, it might be side effects from the vaccine. Oh, no, it's not. And so anyway, I'm keeping my own little log because also the other thing that's happening is there are some work situations, not me, but where they're already saying if you don't get the vaccine, you can't work. This would be like caregivers, that area of work, because some people didn't want to get it. Also, one of my friend's husbands, he decided to get it. She did not get it, but why he got it was his work said, we'll give you 8 days of extra sick pay if you get it. So that's okay. Coercion, in my opinion.
Yep.
But he went ahead and did it because he was so excited he got 8 days of extra sick pay.
Well, he'll end up regretting that decision. Anything else, Deborah?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We got a bottom-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're going to have a vacation. There'll be about a dozen families that can join us up at Steve Whitman's camp in the state of Maine, Princeton, Maine, Long Lake Camp in Princeton, Maine. Great fishing. I'll be doing my show Monday through Friday there at the camp from the Maine Lodge. Great food, lots of activities. We have limited availability. So if you want to be up there with me in August, that'd be August 15th to August 21st. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and check it out and give Betsy Murphy a call. Betsy would be glad to take your reservation. Also, my website, Energy Cleaners. Yes, I'm getting caught up. It's been exciting these past 12 months, especially since the election. 300% increase in orders on energy cleaners and mattress pads. We are getting back orders caught up, and we're still taking new orders to help people get past their arthritis pain and get a great night's sleep. So check out the energy cleaner. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is right there. Toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, I wanted to tell you about people who predicted all this from day one, and that was Lynn Lyaz, and it was on her video. It was Celeste Solum, S-O-L-U-M, and one of the best ones video is, let's see, You Won't Believe What's Coming in 2020, exclusive chilling interview with Celeste Solum. Lynn Lahz, L-E-A-H-Z, and they're all Christians, okay? And the other one is, if you want to see it from a Christian point of view, it's Daystar's channel, and the name of the video is called Shot in the Dark, Dr. Sherry Kintenny. And they're telling people not to take the vaccine, but she's saying, we just want to help people, and they're free to do what they want to do, but we want the truth out there, the truth. So
right.
That's
well,
what...
I've got a video interview with Dr. Tenpenny on my website also. Anything else, Pat?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that one from a Christian point of view. You know how people
okay.
are.
Right.
Well, Dr. Gary Kaa has been... he's been talking about it from day one, too, because he was... He was a government agent, and he went all over the world, and he could hear him talking about it, but he wouldn't tell him who he was, and he was collecting information from it. And he's got a book called En Route to Global Occupation, and the other one is called The Coming One World Religion. So he does interviews all the time. And she did one on him, but I can't find it because I didn't write it down. But this was a year ago, but they go into detail about all this, so you can't say that everybody's making it up because you know, this, that, or the other. Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call, Pat. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
The call number is 512-248-8252. Jim, we haven't talked about archaeology matters for a while. You do consult with governments about archaeology matters, such as the Nazca lines. Anything new in that area, sir?
Yeah, there's this, some stuff behind the scenes, and very interesting. And I can't. That's going to be released in my next release of the information on the Nazca lines. But
okay.
Yeah,
is
very,
that
very
be a,
interesting.
A book or an article or what?
It'll be in addition to the white paper. I already have one edition planned, and then there's another one that's in the works right now, dealing with the Nazca lines. So there's two more updates, but it'll be like a white paper edition and an addendum to what's already there.
And approximately when would that be published, sir?
Well, when I get time, I am. up to my nose in mainly with wind energy stuff. That's what's going on. And then putting out little fires here and there. I'm working on expanding some of the other aspects of the business and working on that. So that's, you know, lots of little details, but it chews up a lot of my time. So.
Oh, yes.
I've kept down the number of interviews I'm doing. I always do yours. A lot of people listen to me here, and I think more people listen to me here than on my own show. So, by the way, I talk about different topics on my show than I do on this one.
Right.
But,
right. And there's no commercials and no calls. So it's a lot of information, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. And keeping up with current topics, et cetera. Recently, I've been concentrating on this issue with the Israelite history, just because people don't even know who they are. They don't know their heritage. It's been completely destroyed. And it was very aware. I have a friend whose grandmother read to him when he was little from the Bronze Book of England. So these books have been around, but they've been totally wiped off the face of the earth. And these were Israelite traditions. It was important for me to come out and tell people, hey, you know, you are, if you're from Ireland, a lot of people from England, not everybody from England, but then the Scandinavian countries, Western Russia, west of the Caucasus Mountains, and then and then Northern Europe and Northern Germany are all Israelite people, and they all came to the United States in waves after the initial settlement of the United States. And so the United States was begun as an Israelite, and then the Israelites were basically the Christians. So the Israelites go back into the Old Testament, and then when Christ came along, they 99.99% converted to Christians and to be Christians. And so anyway, those are the people that built the United States, and it's now being completely destroyed by atheists, communists, led by the Jesuits, the Vatican Bank. And so anyway, it's a complex history, but you have to understand this to know who you are. I remember a couple of weeks ago, a woman called in, I think it was the same one that called in today from Arizona, and she said, well, I'm Irish. Am I an Israelite? I'm going, yeah. You know, these people don't even know their heritage anymore.
All right. Well, it's been lost in the pages of history, hasn't it? Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave. Go ahead, Dave. Okay, we lost Dave. Maybe he can call back. Well, when I first heard the information about Northern Europeans, Irish and Scandinavian and Germans being Israelites, I thought, well, how could that possibly be? I had no idea how that could possibly be, but now we're learning, aren't we, sir?
Exactly. Yeah, this is something that I followed for a long time, and it's really very important. I got drawn into this it's back in the 90s when the Colbrin in its original form was being published, and these were the remnants of the Library of Joseph of Arimathea. It was being put in a new format, and and that's where my book Atlantis to Tesla, the Colbrin Connection, came from. But then immediately upon that book being released, the CIA came in and did everything it could to destroy the value of the Colbrin.
Right.
Anyway, that's another whole story. But
it is. Yeah. And I've got a copy of the Colbrin myself. Jim, we got a couple of callers here. Our first caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, James. James, I've got a question for you. I'm going to ask it again, and if my friend in Pennsylvania is listening, I hope he understands the intent of the question. With the vaccine being a DNA operating system, and I mentioned this possibly yesterday to John and his guests, what do you think of the idea, if you're familiar with the golem, which is an inanimate object given life from non-living material? What do you think about the vaccine or the shot or whatever you want to call it, actually changing the DNA of a man through RNA or a woman to the point where they're turning mankind into the golem? Is that beyond the pale for you? Is that a possibility?
No, not at all. But I mean, the whole issue here is that converting somebody's DNA, and I was associating this also with the Israelites, that there is a genetic tracing, and they can destroy that by giving you the vaccine. And so there are more things going on here than what meets the eye. And they're encouraging everybody to get it. Well, who's taking it? You know, the bulk of people taking this are the Israelites. And I'm convinced also that what the tracer does that they're putting in the shot, it comes in and it breaks the DNA and then it inserts something else. It is changing your DNA. And it would be like, take your automobile, which is far less complex than your body, you know, all the interconnections and interdependencies, and take your motor and start taking parts off and start putting some other part in there and expect it to run like it does now, by somebody that really doesn't know. They've never experimented with this. They have experimented with animals, and Dr. Tenpenny talks about this, and they've never been able to get through the animal tests because the animals are dying. the animals have all kinds of bizarre side effects and genetic effects. So now they're just running this through and giving it to people. But you're going to see genetic changes.
Mutations.
And, you know, if you look at things like felinivide, where you had these tremendously distorted babies, and then they took it off the market. But when this comes along, they're not going to blame it on the vaccine. Just like the lady was saying a little while ago, these women are getting the shot and they have all these side effects and they go, oh, no, it's not the vaccine. I'm going to go to my doctor and see what it is. So the doctor is going to give them some prescription and they're going to go home and take some stupid pill, you know, because that's what the doctor said. You know, the people are so, I hate to say it, but the United States public, the vast majority have been dumbed down to the point where they don't even know who they are anymore. Or, you know, so, but John, your point is well taken, absolutely. And we can speculate, but I would say there's many more aspects to changing your DNA than what they're talking about, to just cure the COVID thing, which is, you know, well, that's a whole nother story.
Think about this. One short paragraph, if I can. This is coming from Encyclopedia Britannica. In early golem tales, the golem was usually a perfect servant, his only fault being a too literal or a mechanical fulfillment of his master's orders. And this is what this is about. They want a perfect servant. They want someone that's able to perform the task without thinking. They want serfdom.
Yeah.
So this is what we're lining up for. And the best thing that can happen, sad to say, for anyone that will take this, what I call a binary weapon, or at least a multifaceted weapon, you've got a catalyst that activates it. This is something that's going to be ongoing. The best thing that can happen, sad to say, rather than enter into a servitude, would be to take your first shot, and if you're determined to take the second shot for your life to cease, that would be better than living in a place where the Bible says they're going to seek death and not find it. There's a possibility that they're going to be able to animate something and death is going to escape you for the time being. You're never going to have eternal life, but you're going to look to die and can't. But that's just truck driver's thoughts in Tennessee.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
by the way, Tennessee happens to be one of the bastions of early Irish in the country, and the music reflects it.
That's right. I'm Scottish and I'm Irish, and I'm British. So, got a target on my back, I suppose. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Let's see. It looks like Dave in New York is back. Morning, Dave.
Hello, yes, John and Jim. John's remarks reminded me that they're apparently talking about putting lithium in the water in addition to fluoride. And a little news report, the news ladies like breaking it to people. Oh, we're getting, you know, we have a lot of suicidal tendency people, and they say that by putting a little lithium in the water, we can curb this. That's just a little tidbit for you to see if you have seen anything on that, Jim, or not. Or maybe you anticipated it.
And what are they going to cure? I didn't quite catch that.
Depression. Suicidal thoughts.
That's for an the number of people that suffer from depression, suicidal depression, is like 1 in, 10 million. I don't know the numbers. But it's not something you would do a broad spectrum cure for by putting lithium in the water. It's a very unusual treatment, let's put it that way. And you would not give it to people who don't need it. I haven't heard that, though, myself, that they would put it in the water system.
Yeah, I think it's just barely being slipped out right now. So we'll see if we hear more of that. I think really
more,
what we're dealing with...
Yeah. If you hear more,
what
let
we're
me
dealing
know,
with,
because... My filters that out.
Okay, you know where I heard that? I heard that from Mike Morales. He does this aerial spraying, weather modification videos. He shows all these satellite photos, apparently, of different spraying going on around the world, and he threw this out, a little news clip on that. Not sure if you've heard of him, Mike Morales, M-O-R-A-L-E-S.
Yeah,
he's pretty amazing in his ability to read those things. I have no idea what I was looking at without his interpretation. What I see happening here is we have AI in control of the planning for all these events, developing a new world order. And this is really what we're up against. With Gert Van den Bosch, he basically said this is what vaccine science 101 is, what he's telling us, that there would
Hold that thought, Dave. We'll get to your conclusion okay. after the break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Many men have gone. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of March, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my link page at thelibertyman.com. Dave, we've got just a little bit of time here to conclude your thoughts.
Yes. Yes. Well, the two points that Van den Bosch makes are that there is an enhanced adaptive immune escape, and it blocks immunity to other strains, the vaccine, the mRNA vaccine would, and the subjects that receive it. Given if what he says turns out to be correct, and what is our solution to this? I see that, you know, things like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, especially prophylactically, could help many people. But the world is now deeply into this, and to push it back, it would take a massive effort on the part of the people. And we might have another hydroxychloroquine precursor factory in Taiwan blow up if they have another one, you know? I mean, things will be done to oppose it. But it's such a multifaceted plan, the AI controlled, they're controlling all the news releases and everything. This is not just man-made, my estimation.
There's a webpage that I have seen, and it predicted, it actually gave the news talking points. And that's when you see these series of all of the news media saying exactly the same thing with the same inflection. This is all, they go to a page where they get their marching orders every day on what they're going to say. And I've seen that page, and it'll like two weeks from Tuesday, this is what they're going to be talking about. And 2 weeks from Tuesday,
yeah, they did that with Event 201, and Greta Thunberg had on Twitter her instructions one day, and she took them down quickly in India. India filed charges against her.
It's all planned. It's all planned. I was going to go back, John, to the voting thing. I just was reading a page here that the states are starting to build legislation to prevent voter fraud in Georgia and Arizona. So you have the situation where Republicans control the state, but lost the federal election because of voter fraud, and they know it. I know people in Arizona that have been working on voter fraud since my original paper came out in 2016. And it's a real battle. It's coming down to the local levels. But the end result is that it's going to be very difficult to control voter fraud. It's going to be rampant. And, on the federal level, and on the state and local levels, and they're going to push through. Right now, it's very clear that there's a lot of senators, there's a lot of representatives that were probably never elected ever by a fair election, you know, and if you go to the big cities, etc. So, yeah, we're headed into a real roller coaster ride.
We really are. Jim, thank you. Thank you, sir. We'll be back next Wednesday, and we got top of our break.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the CoSertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.